In 2006, I wrote a published a book called Genes and Behaviour, Nature Nurture Interplay Explained. And why did I do it? Well, it seemed to me that a lot of strong misleading statements were being made both by geneticists on the one side and anti-geneticists on the other. And there was a need for a book by somebody who was knowledgeable in both camps, but as it were, wasn't a card-carrying member, as it were, of either group. And so that's what I set out to do. One of the tasks, challenges, if you like, was to try to make clear some of the jargon terms that go throughout the literature. Susceptibility genes would be one of those. The term's important because it is dealing with genes as they affect the liability, susceptibility for something to happen. They're not genes that cause things in a deterministic fashion. And so it's a descriptive term simply saying these are genes that have been shown to have a robust association with some kind of outcome that you're interested in, but don't cause it in a direct fashion. Now, that also means that one has to talk about risk, and virtually all the risks associated with multifactorial disorders, in other words, disorders involving a mixture of genes and environment, involve an increase in risk of a probabilistic kind. So that if you've got a particular gene or you've had some horrendous experience, you aren't predestined to develop schizophrenia, depression, or whatever it may be, but you will have an increased risk for it.